This is The State of Things. I'm Melinda Pencava. Having hauled herself slowly up the North Carolina coast, battering the Wilmington area and most of the Cape Fear region, as well as the lower Outer Banks, Hurricane Ophelia has turned her path toward the northern beaches of the state. Because Ophelia is so slowly moving, the worst may be yet to come for those places. Governor Mike Easley stressed this fact when he spoke less than an hour ago.
It is now slowed back down to moving northeast and more east, which is good news, but only at 3 miles per hour. So it still gives plenty of time for those winds to create the storm surge that we've been talking about. The hurricane force and the tropical force winds should be out of the state by Friday at 2 p.m., hopefully headed out east of Virginia.
That's a long 24 hours to wait. Governor Mike Easley talking late this morning. Darren Fergurski is a meteorologist with the National Weather Service in Raleigh, and he is with us now. Welcome, Darren.
Hey, good afternoon, Melinda.
Hi there. This is a slow-moving storm, another day before we see the tail end of Ophelia.
It's been just a painfully slowly moving storm, doing various loops and twirls as it was off the Carolina coast and even off Florida several days ago. And finally, we got the high pressure in the upper levels of the atmosphere starting to move off to allow some westerlies to come into the eastern part of the United States and start pushing it along. But even with that, it's still moving awfully slowly. And that north east-northeast motion near 3 miles per hour is expected to continue for about the next 12 to 24 hours. Right now, it's located about 30 miles south-southwest of Cape Hatteras. And winds off on the Outer Banks at Cape Hatteras have been as high as 81 miles or 83 miles per hour. And so it's going to continue to batter particularly Outer Banks for at least the next 12 to 24 hours. And eventually, as we get into Friday afternoon and especially Friday evening and on into Saturday, the track is going to take it a little bit more northeast, maybe headed toward just southeast and east off the coast of Cape Cod as we get into Saturday.
Mm. Well, here in North Carolina, the governor mentioned a moment ago that the concern was going to be that there would be more of those winds coming in, and we could still see that that anticipated storm surge that the governor had been stressing yesterday?
Well, already there's been some storm surge flooding along in the Sounds, Pamlico Sound area in particular, Carteret County and Pamlico counties, where there have been floodings and some road closures, trees down. And so that impact is going to continue for a little while as Ophelia continues to spin out by the Outer Banks, bringing those winds along and near the coastline. Hurricane warnings are still in effect over there. There's been quite a bit of rainfall in some places. Brunswick County's had nearly 11 inches of rain, and some other locations, North Myrtle Beach, had over 6 inches of rain. So seas of 6 to 12 feet at a minimum off the Wilmington coast, and in the Outer Banks, 5 to 7 foot storm surge was occurring, which again, with waves on top of that, will continue to batter the coast.
Mm-hmm. And the Pamlico Sound was like a big bathtub. The southwestern end of that was seeing a lot of water, at least last night. Would they be seeing that again in those places where it starts to recede? Is this a touch and go situation?
Well, with the hurricane there, just again spinning off the coastline, 6 to 8 feet of storm surge is expected, particularly at the heads of some of the bays and rivers where the flow of the water starts to constrict, and hopefully, that'll start to abate as we get into the day tomorrow as the winds start to shift, mm-hmm. and Ophelia starts to move off.
Now, curiously, the eye of this storm didn't quite make landfall in North Carolina?
The outer eye wall was probably certainly grazing the coast and moving over the Outer Banks. It's just the center of the eye never really made landfall, at least not yet. So it'll be one of those odd situations where officially, and go back and look at the definitions, I'd have to do that, but will there officially ever been a landfalling storm in North Carolina? The impacts certainly were tremendous as it was just a few miles off the coast. But if it will be considered actually a landfalling hurricane, it'll probably be left to some debate.
Is that an oddity? That one would just keep skirting the coast like that? So close, but just not quite going over North Carolina soil?
It is. It's an interesting fact in any event that that in terms of all of the meteorology that drives a hurricane, and with that, it came so close, but maybe not being quite considered a landfalling hurricane would be kind of interesting. Nevertheless, though, the wind field was so broad that whether it hit land or not, the effects of it were the same as probably if it did hit land, and with the storm surge and the strong winds and some of the damage in the south side flooding.
Mm-hmm. And finally, just once again, the guest who wouldn't leave is Fair Ophelia. When will we see the back end of her?
Yeah, there's going to be, again, churning and grinding out there right off the Outer Banks for the next 12 to 24 hours. As we get into Friday afternoon, it's expected to start to move on its way again, pick up a little bit speed, probably lose some of its intensity as it begins to get maybe in some cooler waters and move a little bit more to the northeast, downgrade to a tropical storm. And then eventually, as it gets east and southeast, well off the Cape Cod coast by Saturday, it'll start to become what we call an extratropical low, just a big, strong, low-pressure storm system.
Okay. Well, Darren, thank you for being with us.
Melinda, it's a pleasure. Have a good afternoon.
Darren Fragerski is a meteorologist with the National Weather Service in Raleigh. In NAG said North Carolina Public Radio WUNC reporter Rusty Jacobs is where it appears the northern Outer Banks are now getting the effects of Hurricane Ophelia. Hi there, Rusty.
Hi, Melinda.
Hi. Well, what is it like there right now?
Those winds are buffeting the beaches, buffeting Nag's Head here. The red and white no swimming flags are flapping tautly in the wind. Rain is coming more horizontally than vertically, and the seas are as ferocious and frothy as I've seen them in the past couple of days. I mean, you make that analogy between Ophelia and a bad guest that shows up late, then won't leave, and from the meteorologist's descriptions of its loop-to-loop arrival, it looks like Ophelia may have showed up drunk.
And that's a very bad guest to have that won't leave. What is it like there with the folks? It's not a peaky time of year for tourism, but there are some vacationers who are still there. You spoke with some of them this morning. What were they saying?
Well, there are indeed vacationers, and there are vacationers that were in Nag's Head because they evacuated Hatteras Island a few days ago when emergency management officials urged them to leave that part of the Outer Banks because the southern Outer Banks getting the brunt of Ophelia still, and that, again, slow-moving storm, those winds are just battering the southern Outer Banks, right, the southern Outer Banks, Hatteras Island. So I spoke to a gentleman who came with his family for what was supposed to be a week-long vacation. They evacuated Hatteras Island, came to Nag's Head, had a couple of days of sunshine, and now they're on their way to Virginia Beach in search of yet more sunshine because the guy's not ready to go home, not ready to call an end to his vacation.
Right. There are those predictions that this storm will veer off to the east. Is there any indication where you are on land that you may be getting a lesser impact from Hurricane Ophelia than may have been predicted before and other parts of the state we're seeing?
Well, I think, you know, I think going into the storm, even yesterday, locals were saying they didn't expect things to get too bad. That's why officials in Dare County, which includes this area where I am, didn't evacuate. They only evacuated Hatteras Island. They didn't evacuate the rest of Dare County and the northern Outer Banks. So people and officials didn't expect things to get too bad. That doesn't mean there's not going to be a little flooding. Highway 12, that one road connector between the northern Outer Banks and the southern Outer Banks, probably we'll see flooding. So, you know, and right now, the conditions are terrible. Things are closed here. There's nothing really happening. So even if it doesn't get terrible, it has kind of shut things down here. And I also want to point out, I checked in with a resident of Swan Quarter, that Hyde County town that suffered so badly during Isabel. Hyde County looks so far, to have escaped a lot of the bad stuff that Ophelia could have brought in terms of flooding. The western part of Hyde County looks pretty unscathed at this point. Englehart, though, which is a western village in Hyde County, and Ocracoke, of course, still getting battering, those places may see some flooding and they may suffer a little more than the other parts of the county.
Mm-hmm. Is there any concern there in Nag's Head about getting that that storm surge that would come from when the waters that may be piling up in the Pamlico Sound then want to rush back out to the sea and the inlets aren't going to do the job for them, so they try to rush over the barrier islands themselves?
I think there's always that concern. And again, the storm's sticking around longer than anybody would like. I mean, I don't know when a storm is ever welcome, but sometimes they at least blow through. This one's sticking around. So I think there's always a concern that there could be some flooding. I spoke with a Dare County Emergency Management official earlier who said they're still urging people all over the Outer Banks to stay off the roads, to stay indoors, wait till the storm passes, and then emergency management people can move in and start tending to things. So there's always the concern that there could be some flooding. And again, that is why locals and any visitors who stay behind have made sure they have stocked refrigerators, they have supplies to last, because if that flooding does happen, it kind of cuts off the area for a while.
Mm-hmm. Of course, one concern when you have the refrigerator is whether electricity still goes to it. Are there any reported power outages in the northeastern part of the state where you are?
Only scattered outages reported. No major outages reported at this point. But you know, I bumped into a power crew down from the Fredericksburg, Virginia area. They're here, kind of waiting, and their trucks are idling. They're ready to hit the road should any large-scale outages be reported. But right now, they're just waiting.
Okay. Well, Rusty Jacobs, thanks for talking with us, and stay safe.
You're welcome.
Rusty
Thanks.
Jacobs is a reporter at North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC. This is the State of Things. We're talking today about Hurricane Ophelia, her very slow, pokey path so far, and what is to come. We're looking at perhaps another 24 hours with her. Just ahead, we'll check in on the inner and outer banks in the path of where Ophelia has been already and what is going on there. All that coming up on the State of Things. Support for the State of Things comes from listeners who support North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC. We are talking today. This is the State of Things. I'm Melinda Pencava, and we're talking today about Hurricane Ophelia as she torments the Carolina coast for a second day in a row. Predictions are now that it could be Friday afternoon before Ophelia leaves North Carolina for good. And so we are going to check in with three places where Ophelia has hit in the past day. We start out on Ocracoke Island, where the power is out, but Howard's Pub has a generator, so manager Steve Harris has been serving up hot coffee to his neighbors today. Steve Harris is on the line from Howard's Pub. Welcome to the State of Things.
How are you doing?
I'm fine. Well, the bigger question is, how are you doing? What's it like on Ocracoke right now?
We're weathering the storm, but we're only halfway through this thing. We've had it was a long evening with hurricane force winds all night. Right now the wind is beginning to shift 180 degrees around, and we have some concerns about potential sound side flooding in the next few hours.
Mm-hmm. So the wind now is coming from the sound side from the west, more or
well,
less?
Well, it was east, northeast throughout the first part of the storm, and it's already gone over to north, and it's going to swing around to the west.
Mm. So have you, Ocracoke is rather low-lying. There's not a whole lot of land above sea level there. Had you had any kind of flooding on the island yet, I guess at first from the Atlantic side and perhaps now from the sound side?
Well, from all reports that we've gotten, the water is coming up in Silver Lake, but it's not on the road, which is on the southern end of the island.
Silver Lake is the harbor there.
Yes, ma'am, it is. On the northern end, we've spoken with the ferry office, and they don't have, there's a little bit of water in spots, but not much more than we get during a rainstorm. The road's going to need to be dusted off for sand right now.
Mm. Oh. So I guess the wind was the issue then, having pushed all the sand there rather than water coming up.
Correct. So far, that's been the case, because it didn't come inland with a storm surge.
Yeah. So what do you do at Howard's Pub? Are you at all vulnerable if a surge were to come up?
Well, the property sits 5 to 7 feet above sea level, then the building sits up another 8 or 10 feet.
Oh, okay.
So it would have to be a massive, massive storm surge.
Okay. You've been through storms before. How does Ophelia compare to those in the recent past?
It's slow.
That's the
like
word.
A bad house guest. It just won't leave.
Indeed. You had Alex last year there.
Alex brightened our eyes. Alex actually scared me.
Oh, yeah?
With Alex, when the winds swung around, it was a Category 2 storm, and they swung around rather rapidly, and they brought a wall of water in that we actually had a flash flood where it went from almost zero to 4 feet in 12 minutes.
Right, right. Well, Steve Harris, I'm glad Ophelia compares favorably in that way, and I hope you do get through it okay.
Thank you so much.
Okay, Steve Harris, thanks. Steve Harris is manager of Howard's Pub on Ocracoke Island. Ophelia dumped more than a foot of rain on some parts of southeastern North Carolina, but the flooding, at least so far, didn't turn out nearly as bad as the governor had been expecting. Indeed, the mayor of New Bern on the Neuse River told CNN that city, quote, pretty much dodged a big, slow-moving bullet. But there were floodwaters, at least along the southwestern shores of Pamlico Sound overnight. Some of streets and yards were flooding, floodwaters of at least 7 feet. Now, one of those towns is Oriental at the southernmost end of the Pamlico Sound. Keith Smith, who, in the interest of full disclosure, is my husband, is there now after staying up all night to make sure water didn't come through the living room floor and to update a website about the flooding. Hi there, Keith.
Good afternoon.
Hey. Well, how high did the water get there in Oriental, above normal levels?
It was about 7 feet above normal level. We've got a little mark we put down when Hurricane Isabel came through a couple of years ago, and it came almost within 2 feet of that.
Oh, wow. So what was it like in town overnight?
Well, it's interesting. This thing is just long, and I mean, we still have floodwaters, although they're down from what they were in the middle of the night. And this started up seemingly almost about this time or a little bit later than it was right now yesterday afternoon. And it's just been a really long storm. And I'm not quite sure why. This one almost made me more nervous as it was coming in than Isabel did. But
Are you still getting rain and wind there, or is it just the effect of the water coming up?
Right now it's not raining, and there's only probably about a 10 or 15 mile an hour breeze, but it seems to switch back and forth. Maybe about 20 or 30 minutes ago, we were getting a very strong northwesterly breeze. And I think we're still getting bands of Isabel, bands of Ophelia, who is only moving at about 3 miles an hour right now. So it's not unlikely that we'll continue to get some rain and more wind on and off.
Mm. So is there a lot of water in the streets still?
The streets of the village and the old part of the village of Oriental, depending on what street, have still probably about a foot of water typically. But it depends where you are. Most of the town is above water, but the old parts of the village still are not passable.
Yeah. Was there any? You went out walking this morning. Was there any odd sight? You saw anything that got repositioned?
Probably the most entertaining one might be one that I didn't see but heard about, and that was over at Whitaker Creek, where a dumpster, which I guess if not tied down appropriately, makes a pretty good barge. floated and ended up on one of the docks there, and that sounds simple enough, but I think it weighs a couple of thousand pounds, so they're challenged in getting it off.
Right. And finally, you know, the waters from Isabel 2 years ago for many in that part of the Pamlico Sound were a high water mark, the highest waters they'd seen in 70 years, and usually there's a sense that when that happens, it's going to be a long time before another really high flood comes through. Did Ophelia come as a surprise, or is there a sense of one has to be ever vigilant whenever a hurricane comes because it could be as bad as the last?
I think it's much more the latter. I don't think anybody, you know, unfortunately these little terms like the storm of the century come out, which some people decode to mean that we're going to have one every 100 years. But, you know, this was not as bad as Isabel, and I think the people around here understand these things happen. And, you know, there's another little tropical cyclone out in the Atlantic right now, and we don't know that this won't happen again 2 weeks from now.
Yeah. Okay. Well, Keith, thanks so much.
Have a great afternoon.
Okay, see you soon. Keith Smith lives in Oriental on the Pamlico Sound. Ophelia hammered Wilmington for hours yesterday, lashing the coastline with wind gusts of up to 85 miles per hour. There are floods in communities there, too. Adam Hochberg is a reporter with National Public Radio and has been covering Ophelia from Wilmington, and he's on the line with us. Hi, Adam.
Hi, Melinda.
Hi there. So what are conditions like in Wilmington this afternoon?
Well, things have cleared out here in Wilmington. There's still some clouds in the sky, but the sun's poking through, and it looks like it will not be a bad afternoon at the beach.
A great difference from yesterday, then.
Absolutely. Yesterday, it was just a pounding rain all day. It began before sunup yesterday, and even as late as 11 o'clock or midnight last night, we were still getting bands of rain through town. So today is quite a bit different, and things are starting to dry out.
Yeah. Well, what kind of damage are you seeing as you go through town in Wilmington?
Very light damage. People here, for the most part, are relieved that the storm wasn't worse. The wind damage was very minor. We see some shingles off, some trees down, a lot of power lines down, a lot of folks without electricity or cable TV service, but not a lot of significant structural damage. You can see remnants of flooding. I have not seen a lot of high water still standing on the roads, but you can tell it's been here. You can tell that there were some areas where the water got up high enough to get into people's yards. But as I say, the water anywhere I've seen has begun to recede right in the Wilmington area.
Mm-hmm. We should point out that have there been any reports yet of any kind of human casualty in this, or any kind of people being hurt, or is it mainly problems that have been happening with structures and the inconvenience of not having cable or electricity for a while?
Yeah, we have no reports at all of any injuries. There was one report of some folks who needed to be rescued by a Swiftwater rescue team. That was not right in the Wilmington area. That was a rural part of Craven County, just south of the Neuse River. But no injuries. Those folks were okay. There was one rescue, we understand, along a highway. Somebody was out in a part of the storm, during a part of the storm that they really shouldn't have been out in their vehicle, and they needed to be rescued. But as I said, nobody hurt that we know of at this point.
Now, Adam, yesterday you mentioned that there was some severe flooding along a major highway, Highway 17. What was that, and what's the flooding situation like now in that part of the state, far southeastern North Carolina?
Yeah, that was down in Brunswick County, and we had heard that there was a good bit of water along Highway 17 down in the Chalotte area. I have not been down that far south, so I don't know the current situation. I think that the damage here, as far as the flooding damage, was worse south of Wilmington, speaking about Brunswick County, Chalotte, down near the South Carolina border, and then further up the coast as you move more toward Beaufort and Morehead City and that area.
Mm-hmm. Now, Ophelia moved so slowly through the area and just stayed there and was churning away at the coast. So erosion was a major concern. Do we know how much erosion damage there was?
Yeah, I mean, you can see that even at Wrightsville, Carolina Beach, Curie Beach. I don't have a measurement of the amount of beach erosion, but it's obvious if you walk along the beach, you can see it. And also, North Topsail had some erosion. There was one report of a cottage that fell in, an oceanfront cottage in Brunswick County in the Ocean Isle area. As folks know, if they get down to the beach very often, there typically are some cottages that are just sort of teetering on the edge, waiting for a hurricane or a nor'easter to come by and knock them down, and one went down. So you can see some damage to the dunes really, really throughout the southern beaches in this part of the state. And in some areas, the erosion damage is much worse.
Okay. Well, Adam Hochberg, thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
Adam Hochberg is a reporter with National Public Radio. He's been covering Hurricane Ophelia from Wilmington.